Welcome to Drono Club. I'm Malcolm Dix. If you find yourself working with IoT devices, you'll probably spend a lot of time thinking about light. No matter how elegantly you program your device, no matter how cleanly you construct the backend, the interactions between your device and its server will only ever be as quick and responsive as light allows. Light travels at around 300,000 kilometers per second. That's around 186 miles per millisecond. So for a task that requires a round trip to the server, the ultimate latency and lagginess of your device has nothing to do with your programming abilities. It has to do with how physically far the IoT device is from the nearest data center. Let's say you're building a device with strict latency requirements, and you want a round trip baseline of 6 milliseconds. If that's the case, your server can't be more than 560 miles away from the device. Any further, and light won't have time to get to the server and come back. Faced with this problem in the early 2010s, IoT developers started talking less about the cloud and more about the fog. Fog computing is exactly what it sounds like. Just as fog is, for all intents and purposes, a cloud that is closer to the ground, fog computing is cloud infrastructure that is physically closer to the IoT devices that need to reach it. You may have heard the term edge computing before. Fog computing is very similar, but focused more on IoT and less on web development and content delivery. Fog computing infrastructure consists of fog nodes plugged into the internet backbone. A fog node is a small, lightweight server or a cluster of servers located much closer than usual. If you think of the cloud as being composed of giant data centers and warehouses, think of fog nodes as something as small as a single machine or rack plugged in somewhere nearby. The challenge with fog nodes is figuring out where to put them. IoT devices and the people who use them can be on the go, so the demand for fog nodes in a given location varies over the course of a day, as can the geographic hotspots of demand. In this paper, the researchers put forward new algorithms and methods to optimize this problem, the fog node location problem, including analysis for three different types of form factors. Fixed fog nodes, those are stationary servers. Rotary UAV fog nodes, those are servers being carried as a payload on a rotary, like a helicopter-style drone. Or fixed-wing UAV fog nodes. Those are servers being carried as a payload for a fixed wing that's a plane-style drone. This paper is a shortened version of the author's own joint PhD dissertation of the same name. They shortened the dissertation to make it suitable for publishing in a peer-reviewed journal. The key contributions of this paper are three new mixed-integer linear programming models, two new integer linear programming models, and one Gaussian process regression. So before we jump in, let's review what those first two things are. Backing up a bit, bear with me. A linear function is the type of function you remember from algebra class, y equals mx plus b. Linear programming is a modeling technique where a linear function is minimized or maximized for given constraints. In integer linear programming, the decision variables are largely integers. And in mixed integer linear programming, the decision variables are a mix of integers and continuous numbers. The thing to know about ILP and MILP is that they're often hard in terms of NP. So while solutions can be exhaustive algorithms, they're often heuristics instead. Okay, back to the study. The authors wanted to study six key questions. One, how should fog nodes be located to minimize cost? For this, they wrote an MILP model with three objective functions: maximizing workload within latency requirements, minimizing the total number of servers, and maximizing the total number of request processes. Two, how should fog nodes be located to minimize energy spent by end-user devices? This MILP model was similar to the first, substituting energy minimization for workload maximization. Three, is it cost-effective to replace stationary nodes with UAVs? For this, they wrote a specific algorithm to compare costs and draw conclusions. Four, if rotary UAVs are used, where should they fly and how long should they operate? For this, they developed two new algorithms. Five, if fixed-wing UAVs are used, where should they fly and how long should they operate? They use the same two algorithms for this question as the previous one. And six, which processes, if any, should be offloaded from the fog infrastructure and pushed to the traditional cloud? For this, they use the Gaussian process regression mentioned earlier. Broken out separately, their contributions included 18 separate novel formula, all of which are included in the paper on pages 5 and 6, if you want to check them out. In order to test the efficacy of their solutions, they ran a series of simulations. They imported datasets from Telecom Italia and the OpenCell ID project so that they could model network traffic. Then they simulated fog node demand in Python and implemented their linear programming models in the Gurobi optimizer. The results were promising. They were able to squeak out efficiency improvements for most of the research questions they studied, seeing between 5% and 40% improvements on cost, energy, and efficiency. But it must be pointed out that these type of savings always come with trade-offs. More resource availability in one geographic area detracts from others, which means faster responses for some devices and slower for others. So improvements in average efficiency are only ever as good as overall SLA or latency requirements allow them to be. When it came to the UAV-related questions, the authors found that it all comes down to cost. In a universe where the cost of UAV-operated fog nodes are roughly equivalent to the cost of operating stationary nodes, there are a number of ways their algorithms can be useful, but this kind of universe is rarely a reality. In my opinion, operating UAVs can be reasonably assumed to be significantly more expensive than operating fixed infrastructure for the foreseeable future. So for now, the efficiency gains from the heuristics and programming models are more than outweighed by the cost and logistical burden of hanging a floating data center from a drone. So, what can we take away from this research? The linear programming models the authors used to solve the fog node location problem are likely going to be broadly applicable to the facility location problem, a much more popular problem, and other problems within that class. So if you find yourself needing to optimize a similar basket of constraints, it may very well be worth your while to take a look at the algorithms these authors developed and see if you can port or transfer them to your problem space. If you'd like to read the formulas, view the datasets, or even get the link to the original dissertation, I'd encourage you to download this paper and give it a read. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Journal Club. I hope you enjoyed it. Malcolm Diggs signing off. See you tomorrow.